You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today I have a phenomenal guest to the show for you. And Julia is the best-selling author. She's a speaker and entrepreneur, and she is the owner of two successful businesses and regularly presents her best lifing principles to audience large and small as she travels the world. She is the living embodiment of a woman who lives her dream life. But it wasn't always this way. Julia was once overweight, buried in $30,000 of credit card debt, plus a car loan, and filled with self-doubt. Mentors and positive role models helped turn her life around, and she documents this transformation in her number one new release book, Best Lifing. Julia's mission is to do for you what her teachers did for her, to inspire, instill confidence, and provide a path to your dream life. Today, she helps young adults and corporate clients do just that. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I'm so glad to have you on board. But before we get right into your book, tell us a little bit about your journey.
So you covered a lot of it. So pretty much I was born in Ukraine into the war, and then my family had to move and they decided to move to Australia. And while we were moving, my dad had a stroke and he got dementia. And then slowly over the years, he deteriorated and got really, really sick until he passed away. And in school, I was bullied a lot. I didn't have, you know, I had a really low self-esteem. I hated school, hated going there. Kids would always tease me. My first word in English was stupid because that's what I was always called. I remember I told my mom she was bawling, crying about that. Then with my dad, you know, everyone called him a retard and I was embarrassed to like be seen in public with him and stuff, which later I realized, you know, that when you allow people, well, if you allow yourself to do things based on what people think, like in that situation, I missed the only opportunities I had to get to know my dad. So I went on a journey of sort of finding myself and, you know, in my teenage years, I kind of went off the rails a little bit, but then I found a spiritual path and I got interested in it and started to dig into it. And a lot of the law of attraction really interested me. So I started to dig into that and I got into authors like Esther Hicks, Eckhart Tolle. And it was hard to believe at first because, you know, you're trying to manifest things and it doesn't work, so it's so easy to give up. But then long term, I realized that it really was working. And bit by bit, I just started creating dreams and making them come true. And then, you know, 10 years later now, I've put it all together in a book, nice. Which was insane how well it did. I was so shocked. And yeah, now I teach that. So it's the seven areas of life and how to create fulfillment in those. And I chose those specifically because it was once I got those in order in my own life, that's when sort of when I guess unwanted things or things that weren't, you know, what I perceived as possible, when those things would happen, as long as I had fulfillment in the foundational seven areas of life, I could sort of manage any of those situations. So it's not saying that everything's going to be perfect for the rest of your life, but when you've got a strong core and a strong foundation, you're kind of more capable of dealing with everything easily and, you know, shifting your vibe back onto the positive much quicker. So that's what I sort of teach about.
Wow, that's a powerful upbringing and background, right? Because you turn the negative into a positive. You use that to, as a strength, and that's phenomenal. So I'm so like on the edge of my seat because I want to know, what are the seven areas? Tell us what they are.
Okay, so we've got the social area of life. So that's pretty much the people you surround yourself with. I talk a lot about the top five and having influential people in the top five, people that you hang out with, which isn't to say like don't have any friends who are positive influence or don't make you better, but just your top five, you've really got to think about who they are. And just being in their presence, you become better. So making sure that, you know, you evaluate how you feel after you hang out with your friends, not before. You know, you might be really excited to see Sally, but Sally might not be feeling making you feel so good, like depending on what negative things you talk about or things that you do. So that's the social area of life. Then we've got the physical. So that's all about your health. I talk about food, feelings, and fitness there. And I've got a whole entire second book coming out next month on this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Going to do a book on all seven areas of life. But, yeah, food, feelings, and fitness is pretty much the makeup of your physical area of life. Then you've got your relational. So that's your relationships with your family or your significant other. So how to deal with those. And we talk about a theory called the attachment theory. And there we teach. So there's three types of different attachment styles. You have the secure, the anxious, and the avoidant. Naturally, we can be anxious or avoidant, and different people bring different versions of us out. But our goal is always to get into that secure attachment style. And if one or more partners are in that secure attachment style, it's more likely to work and be positive. So I teach a lot about that there in the relational area. Then we've got the financial area of life. So how we value our money, how we look at it, and what we can do differently to have more money and financial fulfillment. Then we've got spiritual. So lots of things in the spiritual area of life. I've got lots of different techniques, meditation, things like that. Intellectual area of life, so what we feed our brain, because it's a muscle like any other. I'm sure we already know that.
Yeah.
Which one am I up to now? Social, physical, spiritual, intellectual, financial. That's it. I think I've done them all.
You've got them? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I have to remember them.
Good memory. Now, with the social, I can imagine, you know, Jim Rohn says you're the average of the five people you hang out with. That's essentially what you're drilling in.
Yeah, it's true. And I also say that you actually earn the average of the top five people that you hang out with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the finance. Yeah. So if you are hanging out with losers, people who are not making much money, you are eventually going to go down to their level. But same way, if you're hanging with the high rollers, you're going to start making that same amount of money as well. So it really, really affects. It's also Napoleon Hill says that it's a mastermind, right? You design.
Yeah.
If you're hanging around like-minded people, you start adapting their traits, their characteristic traits. You start behaving like them. You even start talking like them.
Exactly. And even if you think about it logically, like if you're hanging out with investors, you're going to be talking about investments. You might not know something, but you're going to learn along the way. And next minute you'll be investing money. And then obviously you're going to grow in by just sort of mimicking and copying those people.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen naturally. And I love that you put a twist to the fitness. It's physical, it's spiritual, it's financial. It's like, it's holistic.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all embodying. So I want to talk about more about the spiritual, because for anyone to overcome any obstacle, there's really a lot. You got to have that spirituality. You have to be strong in that area. So tell us a little more about the spirituality wellness here.
So I think spiritual, the way I cover it is, it doesn't really matter what your belief is, because whatever you believe, you are right, essentially. Mm-hmm. You just got to do what works for you, and you have to be consistent. That's the most important thing. So it wasn't until I sort of created like consistency. I do morning meditation and night meditations every day. Have to recommend Esther Hicks, the lady who wrote The Law of Attraction. If you haven't heard of her, she's got awesome meditations on YouTube. You can do 10 minutes. You can do 1 hour. I pretty much do that religiously. And a lot of people say that they can't meditate because there's too much going on in their head. But essentially, like, that is what you're practicing on, like realizing those thoughts, letting them go by and watching those and focusing on creating that stillness and coming back to that empty. And it takes practice, just like, you know, you can't learn how to play a guitar in a day. You can't learn a different language in a day. You're not going to learn how to meditate in a day. But it's so important, because once you bring stillness in your inner world, you can then, you know, reflect that out. So that's definitely a big one, meditation, 100%. And then I also like to do yoga, because that's going to, you know, open up the body and create the flexibility. And usually we do it on the beach all the time. So that's, you know, you're getting that fresh air and that ocean breeze and those sounds. So, yeah. And then when my dad passed away, I did like what I call like sort of build a spiritual relationship with him. So that could be anything. I could be in the shower and I'll be asking a question and, you know, I feel like I'm guided, and, you know, maybe it's intuition, maybe it's my dad, doesn't really matter to me. But what happens is, when I'm lost on something, I feel like he's the one that's really guiding me through there. And then prayer, with prayer, I usually only pray to show my gratitude. So I always thank God, you know, for the things that have been happening, and I'll go through my gratitude list, and that's kind of my version of prayer. But regardless of what you're doing, it doesn't really matter as long as it makes you feel good. You know, we've got a guidance system within us, which we feel good emotion or negative emotion towards something. So you want to sort of go towards that good as often as possible, and then definitely consistency. You can't meditate once a month and then, you know, be like, oh, I feel good today. Why am I feeling not so good the next day? You got to, you know, really build a core, and that's going to take consistency.
And that's because we have not automated negative thoughts. We have ants, as I like to call them. We wake up, we're programmed at a very young age. You know how your first English word was stupid, right? We hear these things that kind of stick with us. And so we have to do the reprogramming on a daily basis. It's just like feeding the body. We need the nourishment, so does the mind. So that's the spirituality. It needs to be fed. And I love that you put that consistency. We have to be consistent with it, because you take 30 years to get you here with the bad programming, right? It's not going to take one day a month to actually eradicate and fix all that. You honestly got to put in the work. And I love that you are all about putting in the work day in and day out, which brings me to why you're so successful, right? Because your morning routine, I'm sure, is robust and very different from the average person. So tell us, how do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Okay, I love that question. So pretty much, I get up in the morning. First thing I do, so I've learned that the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes, your subconscious mind soaks up all the information. So whatever I do for my first 15 minutes, I do not look at my phone. Yeah. That's the most important, because you're always going to have something, a news notification, a message, whatever. So 15 minutes, wake up, turn on the meditation, start my morning, you know, remind myself that it's a good morning, it's everything great is coming, how I'm going to handle everything, and just get my head really clear and zoned in. And then I'll just go do anything random, brush my teeth, wash my face, get ready for the day, something that's not going to take any thought, because you don't want to put any thoughts in while your subconscious is predominant. Once we've done that, then I will probably just go to my computer, plan out my whole entire day. What do I want to achieve today? What's important? Who do I need to give some love to on my team and things like that, or respond to? Who do I need to give my attention to? And then, I'll kind of just work throughout the day, take lunch. Sometimes I've been working a bit too late, so I wouldn't recommend it. You got to have balance. And then just before bed, I again try not to have any TV or anything like that, and then finish up with a night meditation. So you go to bed falling asleep into a nice, relaxed state of mind, and the information that's in there, I've got full control of.
Yeah. The morning routine does start the night before, and you doing the yoga is actually exemplifying that. It's really making sure what you mull over for the next 7 to 8 hours is something that you want to solve. It's a problem that you want to solve. It's just not like the latest TV show, the drama that you saw, or the conversation that you dealt with. Because subconscious mind is working all the time for us, right? It's constantly working. We're dreaming. It's solving our problems. But a lot of us, we don't know to give it a question. You know, give something to the subconscious mind to work on overnight so that you control it, as you said. As you said earlier. And I love that when you said, when you wake up, you know, your subconscious mind is so susceptible. It's so receptive to what is aware of, right? So what you're feeding it. And so doctors and psychologists say the same thing. What you do in the first 8 to 10 minutes really set the tone for the rest of it. So you really have to be mindful of what you feed your brain first thing in the morning. I know Oprah Winfrey and Tony Robbins, Warren Buffett, like, they are very mindful in the morning because you're ready to absorb everything at that time.
Yeah.
So affirmation is a good way to start. Meditation, like you do, is a great way to start. Or visualizing, manifesting what the day is going to look at, manifesting what your life is going to look like, because it's going to, the subconscious mind is going to reveal to you what you put in there. So it's really, really powerful. I'm glad you shared that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then you do your exercising, not in the morning, but later on in the day.
Sorry, I did miss that. Before I do any work, we usually work out on the beach. We do boxing or anything like that. It's 6 a.m. The sun doesn't even come up yet with daylight savings. So that's been a lot of fun. 6 or 7 a.m. we do our training. And then I try to start work at 9 every single day. So then I don't push it too early. Sometimes I'll get up at 6 a.m. and just start working, and that's not good.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend that.
And the whole piece about relinquishing over your agenda. When you check emails, Facebook, that's somebody else's agenda, not yours, right? Because then it runs with you. Because you've done a rabbit hole of trying to answer emails or answering people's questions, then you don't spend the time for yourself to actually prime yourself to be ready for the day. So I know, Julia, you're now a best-selling author. You have another book coming out. You do other things as well. What is work? Because you have a fitness team that you work with. You have a meal prep company. Tell us a little bit about what else you do.
So I'm actually, putting all of that together. So the meal prep company I started like 6 years ago, and now that was in Australia. I moved to Miami 2 years ago, and I'm bringing it all here. So pretty much this business is called Best Lifing, and it's all about, I'll tell you a quick story behind it. So when I sort of published, before I published the book, I was petrified, like the weekend before, like, why am I, everyone's going to read all my stories? There's so many personal stories in there. My mom's going to find out some of the things she doesn't know about me. And I was just so scared, and I wanted to back out, but it was too late to back out. It was all getting published tomorrow. And so it was just time to go with it. The whole week, it got published. I was getting great reviews. I was, getting sales. I was like so busy trying to keep up with everything. And it wasn't until like the following weekend, a whole weekend later, that I just had a moment by myself, and I sat here on the balcony and I just started crying. Like, I can't believe this is all true. You know, this is like every single one of my dreams is reality. Like, it felt like I wasn't even awake. It was insane. And I just was like, this is the ultimate feeling of gratitude. You know, you've done all these things that you couldn't do. You're standing here on the other side, and everything I've been talking about, best lifing, like over the 6 years of writing the book, they just became words. And then I realized that they're not actually just words anymore. This is like a way of life, and I really got to like make this alive for other people. So I started with my friends, and we started doing all this best lifing stuff together. And pretty much now what it is it's like we want to take people on the best lifing journey with us, anyone who wants to come. So we do events. So I do two different events right now. There's a boat networking party and a beach party just right here. We hold it at the Hilton. And pretty much what we do there is you'll have me presenting the seven areas of life. We've got nutrition coaching. We've got our yoga guru. We've got our golden gloves champion fitness expert as well with us. And so me and my team, we teach you like different ways, strategies, things like that. You get the one-on-one time with them. You can meet them. Plus you're in a group of like-minded people, you know. So it's a great networking event there. And then we also have our retreats, and that's starting in December. And it's also going to be Miami, and you come away to this retreat for 4 days. And I've just put together a bunch of all my favorite things to do. So there's going to be fitness classes, there's going to be boxing, there's going to be tennis, there's going to be meditation, journaling, dreaming or dream determination sessions. We also have like dance classes, how to cook like a gourmet chef. So I've just brought together this whole bunch of different experts and businesses and things like that. And then people can come in and enjoy that whole weekend experience with us and take back what they want into their real lives, you know, not when they don't want to do it. But what I found is like when I tried all these different things, they're the things that I sort of made part of my daily, weekly, monthly routines. And a lot of people just don't get around to trying it or don't think that they'll like these things, like particularly, you know, meditation. They think they're doing it wrong. So we kind of guide you through all of that. Very so that's nice. My big thing, bring best life into the lives of everyone.
I love it. So how can we connect with you? How can we find it?
We've got tickets on Eventbrite. We have an Instagram page, and then we've got the website bestlifing.com. So I can give you all of that information if you want in writing.
No, I have them all. I'll put them all in the show notes and have so everyone can have access to it. I really appreciate you sharing with us today, Julia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. I'll put all that information so everyone can connect with you.
Awesome.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.